December 21, too late. While it is said, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the provocation, Hebrews 3:15. Oh, who will describe to you the lamentations that will arise when at the boundary line, which parts time and eternity, the righteous judge will lift up his voice and declare, it is too late. Long have the wide gates of heaven stood open, and the heavenly messengers have invited and entreated. Whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Revelation 22:17. Today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. But at length the mandate goes forth, he that is unjust, let him be unjust still. And he which is filthy, let him be filthy still. And he that is righteous, let him be righteous still. And he that is holy, let him be holy still. Revelation 22:11. The heavenly gate closes. The invitation of salvation ceases. In heaven it is said, it is done. Such a time is not far distant. I plead with you to make sure work for eternity, to lay hold on the hope set before you in the gospel. Strive to enter in at the straight gate, for if you merely seek, you will not be able. The world is loaded down with the curse which sin brings. It is literally deluged with sin, with violence and corruption, as in the days of Noah. And yet at this fearful period of our world's history, many are asleep. They cease to make efforts to become Christians. Honesty, nobility, purity of soul, fellowship with God and angels, the heavenly hope, the eternal inheritance, the joys unspeakable and the bliss immeasurable are your birthright. And will you barter away these treasures for sinful pleasure? What shall worldly pleasures avail you when all the world will be overwhelmed as was Sodom and destroyed like Gomorrah? Too late will sinners realize that they have sold their birthright. The crown that they might have had shines upon the brow of another. The inheritance which they might have had is lost. Beware how you trifle with temptation. Beware how you boast of your strength. Christ is your everlasting strength. Confide in God. Lay hold of his strength, and he will bring you off conqueror, and you will wear the crown of victory.